Don't mind us, we're playing through. Here's Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
And we're back for another edition of the Playing Through podcast. And for the first time, we're all three here together. What's going on, Wacker?
It's a miracle.
We're all together.
Miracle of modern technology.
And Brian Golf, what's up, buddy?
Am I even on this podcast anymore, honestly? I don't even remember.
So we're all back after an amazing weekend. And what did I know this is a podcast.
God,
and you can't
two are
hear
such
it,
homers.
But dude, I got my Tiger hat on today. I got my Tiger shirt. Dude, I am fired up. How about you, Brian Golf? Fired up for Tiger weekend?
Are you kidding me? I just, like, honestly, put in the bets now. Tiger to win the Masters.
It's happening. Here we go. Here we go.
Drive it the way he just drove it at Torrey and still win the Masters.
Here we go. I'll give you the 20-1 odds, and I'll take the one, and I'll look forward to collecting my dollar.
Dude, I'm telling you, when you really stop and think about the week that we just had, Wacker, you didn't even think he was going to make the cut.
You know, I went with the wise guys. Let's look. He had to grind to make the cut. Okay,
he
made
did.
It on the number.
He made the cut on the number. He did for sure.
And that to me was one of the more positive things. Is that a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I'm not sure he would have grinded the way he needed to grind on Friday afternoon in the back nine at Torrey and put together that performance, four birdies, I think it was, on the backside to make it on the number. And that was a, you know, look, his attitude is greatly improved. He seems to be upbeat. It's in better place. We see it just the way he carries himself.
Yeah, he's smiling. Yeah, he's smiling on the golf course.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. There definitely seems to be a little bit of a weight off his shoulders, maybe. Who knows if that's, look, I'm not going to try to get inside his head. That'd be futile. But who knows if that's the health stuff, the personal stuff, all of that. Seems to have relieved itself. But, yeah, the fact that he grinded to make the weekend was a very, very positive sign to me.
Yeah, he wanted to be there. He wanted to play the weekend. And somebody had asked him. He said that the driver was not the problem in the old swing, in the old when his back was hurting, because he could stand up. He said that what hurt the most was putting and chipping because he had a burning sensation going down his leg both times. And that's why he says his short game is so much better now. I mean, the way he drove the ball on Saturday – if you took everybody else in the field and let Tiger hit his drive and you went and dropped the ball and made everybody else in the field play from where he was, dude, they would have shot over par. He shot 2 under. I mean, absolutely miraculous what he pulled off on Saturday. Now, how much of the tournament did you get to watch, Brian Golf?
I think I saw pretty much all of yesterday, and then I saw all the shots from Saturday. You know, like I went through DVR and watched all of Saturday's. But definitely didn't get to see too much of Thursday, Friday, except for him grinding to make the cut. That was about it. I stayed in the pro shop there at PGA for a minute and was watching along with everybody else who definitely, you know, wanted to see if Tiger was going to make the cut or not. Pretty awesome that he made it on the number, but I saw enough. I saw all I needed to see. I got my Tiger fix, and I got enough to believe that as long as that back holds up, everything else is going to work itself out, because that was like a short game clinic he put on from some of those spots. And as far as like the little amount of fairways he hit, it seemed like whenever he hit a fairway, he was scoring. So right. I think that's a really good sign.
Yeah, just 17 fairways for the week, which is incredibly low. I think that's the fewest he's hit in his career.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's able to finish top 25 doing that tells you, as Froggy mentioned, short game very good. Other parts of his game.
He was putting well.
Yeah, putting well. Look, Torrey is a place that he knows like the back of his hand. He should.
Yes, aside from that one asshole that had to yell in the back of his stroke. Dude, that guy, literally Tiger wanted to go in the crowd and choke that guy.
And good for the crowd for calling him out, for calling out the fan and trying to get him identified and out of there. But, yeah, all positives. Look, if I was grading this, it's got to be probably
that's
a B+.
My next question. Yeah. That's my next question. So what? Okay, we're gonna go around here. Wacker, what is your grade and explain why?
I actually thought of this morning before I came in. I was originally gonna say B, but I actually got to give it a B+. I think the driving issues have to be fixed. There's a two-way miss going on there quite a bit over the 4 days, and some of the iron play was very good. But look, there's a B+ is a pretty darn good grade. Because I would say an A+ is winning.
Right.
An A is being in contention.
Right.
And so B+ is sort of the next step there. And while he was never really in contention, the fact that he shot 4 rounds under par, obviously no health issues that at least that we were on display or that we know of, some rust still to flake off. He's going to need to play better golf. if he wants to win a tournament, because, you know, that's the other thing. Tiger plays hard golf courses. He doesn't play courses that are birdie fests.
Right.
So he's going to have to clean up the driver. He's going to have to, you know, rely on the you can't rely on the short game every week and just find a way to put it together for 4 days. But certainly, I think it all positives from what we saw.
All right, so Brian, golf, what do you give Tiger Woods his weekend and why? What is your grade?
I actually already did my grade on Twitter. I don't know if y'all saw that, but I gave him an A based on expectation. You know, it's like he was not supposed to do well. As Wacker was saying, he's not even supposed to make the cut. And next thing you know, here he is. At one point, you could have made a case for him finding his way into contention yesterday.
Correct.
That fan did the whole, you know, yelling thing, getting the whole, all that. You see his mustache, by the way. He had, like, the most San Diegan, like, you know, Tijuana mustache I've ever seen. He deserved to get kicked out just for that, wearing a little Titleist hat and everything. That was the problem. He was on Team Titleist, and Tiger, you know, threw shade at Titleist by going TaylorMade and Bridgestone. But my whole thing is, based on expectation, you mean to tell me that if... And I can't believe Wacker gave him a B+. I thought that was going to be C 100%.
I did too. I'm very surprised. Pleasantly.
But I go with just a plain A, not an A plus, not an A minus. I gave him an A earlier today, and I'm sticking with that simply because the only hole I really saw was the driving, and I think that's going to come and go just like it has his entire career. And when it's on, I think Tiger Woods. That short game, and you say that, yeah, like the short game's not who's going to be there, but I like that Tiger was saying, hey, this is the first time I've hit out of ryegrass, first time I've put it on Poana Green since last year at this time,
right.
Which obviously was not a good experience. Man, he can't practice those conditions. So hopefully, you know, when he gets maybe Florida or on bent grass on some of the courses he's going to play in some of the tournaments he'll play this year, everything will just improve that much more, which is hard to believe. I know he was, like, top 10 in putting and top 10 in – I think he was, like, strokes gained putting was, like, 16th or something, which is pretty solid. And then, you know, as far as his short game, I think he was, you know, 7th around the green or something along those lines. I'm sure it changed by the time the tournament ended, but when I saw, that's what the number was. Honestly, no complaints out of what I saw out of Tiger Woods. Could you imagine if he just would have went the other way on a couple of those holes and just got squeaked in 3 birdies?
Right.
Didn't make that bogey coming down the stretch and, you know, finish 7 under. He would have only been 3 shots back. Insane.
I'm going to give him an A, and I'll tell you why I'm going to give him an A as well, because I think that, once again, the expectations were not to make the cut, just like you said, Brian. But then when I look at the guys he beat, I'm going to read you a list of names right now, and these are not, like, by the way, bad tour players. Patrick Reed, John Rahm, Charlie Hoffman, Phil Mickelson, Brent Snedeker, Billy Horschel, Johnny Vegas, Ricky Fowler, Brian Harman. Tiger Woods finished in front of every single one of those players. On a first week back, hasn't played in a year. Dude, 6 months ago, the guy was driving down the road in West Palm Beach and thought he was in Los Angeles. He had spinal fusion. I mean, he has completely turned things around. And in the first week, he exceeded well beyond my expectations. We talked last week on this exact same podcast, and you can go back and listen to it. I said I thought he would make the cut, but I thought he would finish in the mid-50s. I thought he would just hang around the bottom and just get to the weekend. And he got better every day. I knew his score didn't show better yesterday, but the wind blew like hell yesterday. He struck the ball better. He got a little bit better every single day. His first day, he shot par, then he shot 1 under, then he shot 2 under. And he had it going yesterday, and the guy did scream in his backswing, cost him a shot. He missed another 5-footer on another hole. Looked like it hit a spike mark, ball jumped over a little bit. And listen, I know those things are going to happen. I'm not making excuses. I just think that for what I thought we could have gotten, I thought we could have got a guy to go out there. Because let's be honest, those fairways, when they show up from the back, those fairways are narrow. Nothing like what he saw in the Bahamas. Not even close.
No, and that's where, you know, I thought he might have some difficulty because – what we saw in the Bahamas, sure, he drove it okay for the Bahamas, but those are...
There's,
you know,
right, there's wide as the airport. From,
I mean, so to me, the thing, again, I go back to how he looked in terms of physically, mentally, how that permeates down through his golf game. One of the best ways or best lines I heard from the weekend It's from the AP's Doug Ferguson tweet. And this is spot on. He said, Tiger is a year older and looks 5 years younger than last year. And to me, that really summarizes where he's at physically, mentally, and the effect that that's had on his golf.
I mean, when he came off the golf course on, I think it was Thursday, he had not played his best golf. He had grinded around. And when he stood up there for the interview, he had a smile on his face from ear to ear. And it got better every single day. And even yesterday, when he thought he was going to go low, and to hear him say yesterday, they ask him, what was your goal today? And he said, I thought if I could post a 65, maybe I could get into a playoff. He's still of the mindset that maybe I can post a 65 and maybe I can get in. He's still thinking about winning. He's not a guy that's there just thinking about hanging around.
Well, by the way, that would have got him into the playoff.
A 65 would have got him in the playoff. Imagine that. And that 65, I could go back and give you 4 or 5 shots. But, it works both ways. I sure. Get there was also some other chip shots. And he made that long 55-footer on when he made the turn on Friday that kind of jump-started his round and got him going. Because there was a time on Friday, when he made the turn on Friday, he was in 120th place and had not made a birdie all day. And then made 4 birdies on the back 9 to get himself in on the cut number. That's a different Tiger Woods than what we've seen in years past. We had a guy that would... I don't ever want to accuse anybody of faking an injury, but we had a guy who would say, I'm hurt, I don't want to play anymore, or he would just mail in the rest of the round and just finish. We're not seeing that anymore. I really truly believe this comeback is different, and I do believe he will win before 2018 is over. I do believe he'll win a golf tournament.
Brian, thoughts?
I was not kidding when I said he's going to win the Masters.
Here we go. Yeah.
No, listen. If he drives it straighter. Okay, let's say he comes back the medalist, and he's going to work. Nobody's going to work harder than this guy is. Nobody. So he's gonna come back the medalist. He's obviously going to play Riviera.
Yep.
He's going to play. I'm guessing he'll play the Honda. which I think PGA National and
another hard golf course.
Brian Golf is calling us from there right now. That's a tough golf course. I think harder than Torrey Pines.
It can certainly be windier,
right.
Although it was windy this week at Torrey. You certainly get a lot of wind at PGA National. And then Arnold Palmer's course,
and we're going to get Bay Hill, which Brian just played last week, by the way, so we'll have to ask him about that. So we're going to get some more rounds. We're at least going to get Riviera, Honda, and Bay Hill out of him. So we're going to get 4 more rounds.
Presumably
4 more rounds where we'll get, I think you're going to see the driving will get a little straighter. I think a lot of it is he's swinging as fast as they said his club head speed's up 4 or 5 miles per hour from the last time we saw him. I mean, really totally unbelievable. It's not out of the realm that he could contend at Augusta. That place is special to him. He plays very well there.
Look, it wouldn't shock me, but I just think it's too soon. There's still a lot in his game that needs to be cleaned up, as we saw. And, doing it over 4 days...
Right.
This is the first time we've seen him have some consistency over the course of four days.
He didn't have that high day and that really low day. It was very consistent. He got a little better each day. I know the score was not better
yesterday. The driver was consistently bad over those 4 days.
Correct.
So that needs to be cleaned up.
But now let me ask you this.
Not to hammer that home, but that's a problem.
If he drives it like he drove it this weekend, because Brian just played Bay Hill last week. He was there for the PGA show, stayed at the Bradley House and Bradley putters and all that stuff. If he drives it like he drove it this weekend at Bay Hill, will he have approaches into the green, Brian?
For sure, yeah. It's not nearly like looking at Torrey on TV and Wacker, you could attest to this more than Froggy or I. I haven't seen tight golf courses. I've seen Florida tight golf courses where the fairways pretty forgiving, but then there's like houses on the left, houses on the right, sand here, water here, and you have to hit it straight, but the fairways are a little more forgiving. I'm sitting there thinking about Bay Hill, and I probably hit majority of my fairways. I'm not the straightest of hitters. I hit most of my fairways, and the ones I missed, I still had approaches into the greens, and we played the tees just in front of where they were, which I heard isn't that big of a difference from the tips where they're going to play the Bay Hill Invitational. But you could see, on some holes where it's going to make a difference, and some holes it's really not. Honestly,
yeah, look, certainly Torrey ranks as one of the harder golf courses year after year. Up near the top is one of the more difficult courses on tour. Bay Hill, not so much. More, a lot closer to middle of the pack.
Yeah, And you can tell that. I mean, like, I played really well. I double bogeyed number 15, I think it was, because I went OB. It was the worst swing I made. But I shot two over on the round. And, you know, I honestly thought Bay Hill was going to be really hard. So I've not put up a two-over score at the champ course at PGA National in the three or four times I've played it. That course is really hard. So comparing, you know, looking at his schedule moving forward, I know why Tiger Woods has won the Bay Hill Invitational five, six, seven times, however many times he's done it, because it's an extremely forgiving golf course that, you know, is on a grass that he's familiar with as far as, you know, putting on Bermuda and hitting out of Bermuda. But Honda Classic, man, that's going to be tough for him.
Making the cut at the Honda will be a feat. Yeah. Making the cut. But remember, he had that crazy round there a couple years ago where on Sunday he went crazy low. I think he shot like a 64 or 65 on a Sunday, and he missed Rory birdied 18 to win by one over Tiger. That was the week before Doral, when the Doral tournament was still here, when it was still the WGC at Doral.
By the way, Tiger's won eight times at Bay Hill. Not to shortchange him there, Brian.
He's eight times.
Yeah. I mean, hey, he's won there enough.
Wow.
My whole thing with the champ is it's not a hard golf course if you put your ball in play.
Right.
You know, like that's it.
Right.
You know, the wind makes it difficult, obviously. The bear trap really is a big deal. But he's got Riviera next, the Genesis Open. And that course he has not played well at for some reason. You would think that he would. I still think, and Wacker, tell me if I'm wrong, I think it's a little more forgiving than Torrey. As you were saying, Torrey's probably one of the least forgiving golf courses. So, you know, if the driving is just tightened up a little bit, see, his goal should be to hit 50% of his fairways in the next tournament. And that's it.
Right. 50% would be a huge, uptick from where we were. I mean, you got to remember, he hit, I think, eight on Friday. He hit three Friday, three Saturday, three Sunday. I mean, Thursday was the best driving day. Outside of that, he hit nine fairways for the last 54 holes. So we've definitely got to get the driving cleaned up. Now, I'll tell you, if he drives it at the Honda like he drove it at Torrey at the Farmers Insurance, we're definitely going to he's going to have a rough go at it. But
yeah,
I think the driving will get better. I think he's going to work on it. And he even said yesterday, he said it's not the driver. He said it's his feels. He said he just has completely different feels trying to get in there.
I think it was just an excuse for him to say feels and shape and trad. I heard him say shape and trad on Thursday. I think it was just an excuse for him to sound extremely cool, like a millennial.
Yeah, and don't forget glutes. Make sure your glutes are activated.
Tiger loves them, need to get activated.
Yeah, look, Tiger loves his feels, loves his trad. He loves all of that. All the Tigerisms.
But we're
back. That's how you know he's back, is when he starts breaking out the Tigerisms.
So, exactly. Yeah. We'll go around real quick. Yes or no? Wacker, was it a successful week?
Yes.
Brian Golf, successful week?
Yes.
I agree with both of you. A successful week. We see him again at Riviera.
First time since 2006, I believe. As Brian said, not a great history there, but, on we go.
What is a successful week at Riviera for Tiger Woods, Wacker?
I'd say similar to what he did this week. I would say maybe clean up the driver a little bit, finish somewhere in that top 25, top 35, somewhere in that ballpark is probably a quote successful week. But to me, it's hard. You get this question all the time, and looking at it in a vacuum is difficult to do because this is a long process. So I think making the cut, you start again with making the cut. If you can do that, then it's about positioning. You know, I've actually talked to players about this, where the tournament really doesn't start until Saturday, Sunday for a lot of the top players, where it's all about the positioning Thursday, Friday. Just don't shoot yourself out of the tournament. You hear it all the time. And so for Tiger, it's about positioning, making sure he doesn't have any blow-up holes, blow-up rounds those first couple of days. Get to the weekend, then you can maybe make a little move up the leaderboard. You know, we saw it this weekend finishing in the top 25. If he can get somewhere in that ballpark at Riviera, again, successful week.
Brian Golf, what is a successful week at Riviera for Tiger Woods?
I'd say much as Wacker said, much of the same. But, you know, I'd like to think that you got to bump up your expectation a touch. You know, if he made the cut at Torrey in his first tournament, regardless of his history at the Riv, he's at least familiar with the golf course. You got to assume that he's going to make the cut. Like, you just go, all right, he's going to make the cut. He just made the cut at Torrey. It was his first tournament back. All the nerves and everything, the pressure that comes along with that. I don't think he was grinding because it was his first tournament back. I think he's grinding because he has a lot to prove not just to himself but to everyone. I think he really does want to shut everybody up and show these kiddos on tour what it's like to play against Tiger Woods and see that name hop up on the leaderboard. If it wasn't for a late bogey, he would have top 20'd in the Farmers Insurance. So I'm going to say he needs to get incrementally better. He needs to get a top 20. He needs to show signs of greatness in a sense of I want to see him string a 9 together with no bogeys, you know, like get a couple birds in there and have a clean card.
Wow.
That's, for me, that's the next thing I want to see is I only want to see 9 holes clean. It's going to take a little bit of better driving, obviously.
Wow, that's definitely putting some expectations on him.
Yeah. I mean, it's Tiger Woods, and the guy's already shown us real quick he's still Tiger Woods. You know, there's a lot of Tiger left in him.
Yo, I absolutely think there is.
He hit it like 358 yesterday. It was his longest measured drive in something like 3 or 4 years.
It was 900 days. He hadn't made a cut in 888 days. I mean, really, it really was a successful week. I'm going to go with both of you. I think a successful week is obviously making the cut, playing well, cleaning up the driving, hitting. I'm going to go as low as hitting just 50% of his fairways. If he can hit half of his fairways, I think it is a successful week. And I'm going to be honest with you, I think it happens. I think he gets better. I think he got a taste of it again. I think he loved it. You could see it in his walk. You could see it in his smile on his face, the way he acted after the rounds. And what was so encouraging was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, after each round, guess where he was when the round was over? Back on the range, working on his golf swing. He was not able to do that before. And that is simply encouraging.
Agree. Agree. Yeah. I actually like seeing the videos and the pictures, you know. Like, I like following Tiger Tracker and TW Spot.
Hold on. By the way, so I do want to mention that. There's this. There's an account on Twitter, at TW Spot, which may be the greatest follow ever if you're a Tiger fan. This guy is a harder core Tiger fan than I am, if you believe that's possible. He gets jacked up when Tiger starts playing well. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And his Instagram is really good. It's funny, I've been following his Instagram for so long that when Tiger was on the bench not playing, you were still getting updates on him, and you were still getting this fan's perspective. I bet we could get him on the podcast. I mean, it'd be hilarious to get him on and have him talk. Like, what did you do to start this, and how do you get all the information? But he's just built it up to the point where everybody just feeds him, like Tim Rosefort, you know, out there, medalist. Like, everybody feeds him this information. It's like, who is your source, dude?
Yeah.
Some guy. It probably is Tim Rosefort. It's probably Wacker.
Well, he said yesterday he's going to be at the Honda.
Closet. Oh, great. See, that'd be huge. So, you know, with all that being said, I go, hey, we need to get this guy on. But he's impressive with that on Instagram. And his pictures and videos of Tiger on the range before and after his round. Like, when I saw Tiger in his Sunday black and red with a black vest, and you could only see the red sleeve, man, it took me back. Like, seeing Tiger on the range grinding like that, I love it. I'm so excited for this season for Tiger Woods.
Cool deal. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. So there we go. Tiger is back. It feels like all is right with the golf world again. It really does. It feels like things are kind of getting back to normal again. So we'll find out how he does when we get to Riviera in a couple weeks.
Thanks for listening.
I think you've had enough.
Playing through.
No? Now you've had enough.
With Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
Bitch.